Well, his and Habre's victims have been fighting for 22 years with tenacity and perseverance to see this day in court. So many of them, survivors of his regime, have died along the way. So finally, it looks like we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and that there may finally be a trial for Hissin Habre after all these years.
How was it that he was allowed to live so long in Senegal?
It's been a question of political will. Habre was actually indicted over 13 years ago by a Senegalese judge. But the previous government of Senegal, the government of Abdoulaye Wade, just threw up one obstacle after another and forced the victims to go to courts all around the world until finally last year the International Court of Justice, the World Court in The Hague, ordered Senegal to bring Habre to justice without further delay if it didn't extradite him. It was really the election last year of Macky Sall as president of Senegal that changed the dynamic, and Macky Sall said straight away that he was going to seek justice and that he was going to organize a fair trial. And Senegal and the African Union came together and created this special court within the court system of Senegal to look at these crimes.
What is the next step?
Well, now we expect the prosecutor to lay charges, to request that the investigating magistrates carry out their probe. A lot of evidence has already been collected. I happened to stumble many years ago on the files of Hissin Habre's political police, tens of thousands of documents that provide a roadmap to how this man organized and carried out the repression of the people of Chad. Just in these documents alone, there are the names of 1,208 people who died in detention, of over 12,000 victims of different kinds of abuse. During these many years, Belgium, where the victims had filed a case, also spent 4 years investigating the case. The judges will have a lot to begin with, and they'll presumably want to see things for themselves and go to Chad, interview witnesses, interview Hissin Habre. So it's likely that in a year and a half or 2 years, if all goes well, there would be a trial.
How did the actual arrest take place? Was it just a peaceful, calm procedure?
Formally, right now, he is in police custody for questioning under the typical French-inspired procedure. And he was taken down for questioning. We're expecting that during this period, the formal charges will be laid against him.
Those victims that are still living, do you think they will have an opportunity to speak?
Not only will they have an opportunity to speak, but under the court statute, the victims are parties to the case. So the victims will have a legal team. They will be able to present evidence. And, of course, many will come as witnesses. But also, the one thing that I'm looking forward to is having the victim's legal team there, including a very brave Chadian woman, Jacqueline Mudena, who has filed cases not only against Habre, but also against many of Habre's accomplices who are still in Chad. And she narrowly survived an assassination attempt by one of Habre's henchmen. And I would love to see her cross-examine her former dictator. I think for Chad and for Africa, it would be a very compelling image. This woman, human rights activist, Chadian lawyer, cross-examining her former dictator, because it's not a case that's been brought by some international court in The Hague or some diplomat somewhere. This is a case that was actually brought by the victims. And I think it's a very inspiring tale, and it could be very inspiring to other victims around the world to see how this can be done.
Do you know if Mr. Habre made any statements when he was arrested?
His lawyers have complained that he's been the victim of a kidnapping and that he can't get a fair trial. They will, of course, challenge the jurisdiction of the court. I mean, they have been very successful so far in throwing up one obstacle after another, previously with the complicity of the government of Senegal. Now, under the new government, there is clearly a political will, which President Obama recognized in his recent visit, to be a leader in the fight for justice, in the fight against corruption, in the fight against impunity. The Senegalese government is doing that at home, and they see the Habre case is part of that campaign against official corruption and impunity. So I think that for the first time, we have the political will in Senegal to do something that nobody's ever done before. The courts of one country trying the former leader of another country for human rights crimes. And it's really a feather in Senegal's cap to be able to do this.